is Nigeria's number one talk news and sports radio station. 6 minutes gone past the 3 o'clock hour, welcoming you to Hard Facts. Yes, as hard as they come. And this is the show where we bring you all the things that are factual, news, current affairs, and every single important information that you need to know that's in the news. We're starting off, of course, with our big three stories for today. On the big three, we're looking at stories that are trending on the pages of our national dailies, stories that are trending on social media, the ones that you and I are talking about everywhere, on our coffee tables, at lunch, by the street corners, by the newspaper stands, and the big stories that make our news bulletins across our stations. This is Hard Facts. My name is Mariana Cohn-Lagos. How are you doing? Do you realize that the month of March ends on Sunday? Yes. So while you're getting ready to celebrate Easter, you're also saying goodbye, March. Hello, April. Well, let's get into the business of the day because we're here for the facts. So get ready as I dish them out to you. Welcome to the show.
Credible journalism. Bridging the gap between people and those in authority. With Hard Facts, you are sure to get only the facts.
Tune in to Hard Facts with Marianne Cohn on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's start with the big stories for today. Back to Delta State. For those of you who listened to the show yesterday, we did have the president of the Joy Youth Council of Nigeria, Jonathan Lokpobri, on the show. And he's talked about, reprisal attacks that's moved from Delta to Bayelsa. But here is a big story from the Vanguard newspaper talking about the fact that government and security bodies failed to rein in militant leader. This is a Vanguard newspaper investigation. I'll give you some background to it. Don't worry. I'm here with all of the gist. All right. Another big story for today. Terrorism may worsen in Nigeria and other Sahel countries, says ex-ECOWAS commissioner. Yes. How ready are we to deal with what's the worsening or the worst type of terrorism that we may be facing as a continent and as a country? Do we have what it takes? Yeah. And finally, we must treat kidnappers as terrorists, says President Tinubu. What are your thoughts on Mr. President's speech on treating bandits as terrorists? I thought that we already had lumped them together with terrorists because what they're doing, the characteristics of their whatever their activities already shows that these people are terrorizing us and they're terrorists. So why are we all of a sudden realizing that they're terrorists? They have been terrorists. Or is it a case of nomenclature? Is it a case of English language? I mean, because if these guys are terrorizing us, then they're terrorists. I've come again. Well, let me go to those stories in detail because I want to give you some background to it. Let's start with the Okwama story and then we'll go to the issue of terrorism and Mr. President saying we now need to treat bandits as terrorists. Well, if according to the Vanguard newspaper's expose and investigative journalism on the stories that are coming from Delta State, they're saying that if government and security agencies had taken concerted action on the several petitions against an alleged militant leader and crude oil theft or thief, I beg your pardon, who banished a monarch from his kingdom in Bayelsa State years ago, they would probably have averted the March 14 killings of 17 military personnel at Okwama in Delta State. Now, this particular investigation goes ahead to say that from the inquiry on the recounted activities of the militant leader whom the Nigerian army trailed to Igbomotoru in southern Ijaw local government area of Bayelsa State, barely 72 hours after the Okwama massacre, showed that government, both the federal and state at state levels, including security agencies, failed. Underline the word failed to rein in this militant leader before March 14. In other words, It wasn't hidden information. It was public knowledge that there was a guy who was terrorizing the area, that belt. But government and security agencies failed, according to Vanguard newspaper report, to rein in this guy. Perhaps if the government had taken the decision or steps, you know, maybe the militant leader would not have grown so powerful and audacious enough to wipe out a lieutenant colonel, two majors, one captain and 13 soldiers in one fell swoop. with his ragtag gang? Perhaps. Now, after a supposed militant leader claimed in a viral video that he participated in the killing of soldiers in Okuama, the Director of Defense and Media Operations, Major General Edward Buba, said penultimate Friday in Abuja, the video, among other things, helps narrow investigations to persons of interest and their cohorts. Accordingly, the state government and host communities of these personalities are required to assist in the investigation to flushing them out. He went on to say there can be no hiding place for perpetrators of such dastardly action against our nation. This is a clarion call to duty by members of the communities and state governments. However, those who are familiar with Tibu Muturu warlord said he's not the same as the militant leader in the viral video. Therefore, it is the word or proof of the army which is searching for him for bloodletting crime and had once declared him wanted. However, yesterday, a militant group, Agbemi Force, suspected to have killed 17 military personnel in Okuama, Delta State on March 14, demanded that the federal government hand over waterway security to them. Do you see how this story just keeps changing? It just keeps changing. You don't. 1 minute is about the waterways. Maybe the federal government is trying to change the, you know, whoever is in charge of the waterways and the creeks and protecting the pipelines. And these guys are saying, no way, you cannot do it. Or it could also be an oil deal went bad. It just went south. Because 1 minute we're told that, oh, it was just a community clash. What do we believe, really? Because what Vanguard is telling us is that government and security agencies are to be blamed for this, how bad this thing has spiraled out of control. And I really want to hear your thoughts on this, Lagos. But quickly, let me look at the other stories and then I let you do all the talking. Another story here, which is our big story. A former ECOWAS commissioner is saying that terrorism in Nigeria and other Sahel countries may worsen. In an urgent call to action, Francis Benghazen, the former Commissioner of Political Affairs and Peace and Security at the Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, delivered a stark warning about the escalating threat of terrorism in the Sahel region during an interview in Washington, D.C. He spoke at the United States Institute of Peace. The defense expert provided a sobering account of the complex security challenges plaguing the volatile Sahel region, stretching from Senegal to Sudan, despite numerous strategies employed by international forces over the past decade, including the deployment of 13,000 soldiers under the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali. The situation continues to deteriorate. He said, and I quote, "There is no coordination, no national strategy coordination, no political coordination, military operation, cooperation." He lamented, things are worsening every day. In other words, there's no synergy. But how prepared are we as a country to deal with? In fact, how are we even dealing with what we have on the ground now, let alone the worsening terrorism that is coming ahead of us? I mean, we don't pray for these things, but how ready are we? And finally, Mr. President is saying we must treat kidnappers as terrorists. What say you? 1465 7190. That's the number for you to call. 0201465 7190. You can join the conversation. We're live. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on our Facebook, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We're on Twitter. That's X. Use the hashtag #HardFacts to share your comments with us. You can also share your comments with us on our live feed. Post there. We'd like to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp message. If you're listening from outside of the country, yes, Skype is ready for you. So go ahead and join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. It's the Big Three on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marianne.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Pastor Ladiko.
All right, go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Sari Idomo.
All right.
Now, you see, Marianne, a situation where we empower non-state actors, and they even have the temerity to display arm and foot soldiers on a live video. What are you trying to say? That this way pays. Vis-a-vis what is happening within that corridor now, Now, through this carelessness of selfish interest of politicians, we have lost gallant soldiers. Not just losing gallant soldiers alone, we have lost countless individuals within this environment. Now, peace is gradually not giving way in those places. What is the meaning of this? By the time where I know that things will even grow worse is when we still give the job of the naval and whatever to another private security, ex-militants, to secure. These are the things that embodies some of these things that is happening within this Niger Delta now. So for me, the way forward is this. Let's disarm the ones that have been empowered. Let them know, let people know for once that the ways of crime does not pay. It is painful that all these things are happening. And for the president, I just believe it's just realtics. If it's not realtics, they have been proscribed already as terrorists. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? The same thing they are doing in the Niger Delta, the same thing they are still doing with this so-called... Okay, now, it's not in the big three, but 200 repentant Boko Haram will be released. Have they been de-radicalized? What would be the situation in the next... They will come back to the society. These things are... See, Nigeria is gradually becoming a crime scene.
Okay.
It's terrible.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Pastor Ladipo. I appreciate you. 60 seconds is what you have. Sometimes I just let you go on so that you can land. Join the conversation. 0201, I beg your pardon, 1465-7190. I'll take it again. 0201-465-7190. Because 0700 is not working, it's down. But you can also send me a WhatsApp message. Just go ahead and click on WhatsApp. Send a message to me on 0809597585. That's 0809597585. Send me a message on WhatsApp, or you could join the conversation on Facebook Live. Post your comments on our Facebook Live feed or on our YouTube Live feed. Tell me what you think about the big stories for today. You got questions? Please go ahead and ask me. On WhatsApp, someone says, the way we handle the issue of terrorism is like we're petting them. As if they are our pets at home. If we handle them like criminals and put them away to death sentences by death or death by hanging, then terrorism will reduce in Nigeria. This government treats terrorists like house pets, and that's why they breathe a lot everywhere in the country. Now, nowhere is safe. Dampi from Igondo, thank you. Robert here says, the government should leave the bandits and terrorists alone since there is no stiff punishment for them. He says it's a hide-and-seek game. This one says, Marianne, chief. We chief, please. Our security wants Binance back. It seems they are more powerful than this government. Imagine people dictating to government for a post. And many people will tell me the killed soldiers will rest in peace. God forbid, they will never rest in peace. We cannot detain Binance. And now we're talking about security, which is failed totally, completely in Nigeria. My name is Daniel from Igondo. Thank you, Daniel. All right. Well, I want to hear more from you. Join the conversation. 0201-465-7190. Hello.
Hi, Miriam. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Jonathan is my name.
All right, Jonathan, go ahead, please.
Well, I read the interview that was done for that king. Was it a king or chief in Bayelsa State?
Yes, that was dethroned.
I read it, and I was very shocked. Because there are a lot of revelation what that man said. And, you know, he just point out further points as a lackadaisical attitude in this country. The man, they banished him. And the governor was seated in that state and he was looking at Kimbo. And he has even complained very well. I don't know how can some set of people just take over and their government inside. And they allow them to have their way. Now it has snowballed. It has turned to serious problem. Everybody has started speaking English. It doesn't make any sense. The same thing happened to have this piece in the mobile. He complained. People will not take steps when they need to take steps. When this has not gone out of hand, everybody will now know that he knows how to speak English. And that's the country we are. It's very unfortunate. 17 people killed. And this man has been complaining since. It's very sad. Enjoy your afternoon, Miriam.
Thank you, Jonathan, for calling. It's very sad. Daya Dada on Facebook Live says, good afternoon. I'm surprised many radio stations are not talking about Senegal election. I want to give credit to Senegal in their presidential elections that was free, fair, and credible, selecting a 43-year-old tax collector from prison. Well, Dayo, I don't know if you listen to us because we've talked about Senegal. In fact, we talked about the guy in prison before he even participated in the elections. Days before the elections, we talked about it a day to the elections on Borderlines. And tomorrow, we're still going to talk about Senegal. So maybe you don't listen to all of our programs. So you can't just say you're surprised that radio stations are not talking about it. Do you see why I say it's not okay to make blanket statements? Because sometimes you're not sure what you're saying. You're just making a blanket statement because you listened to one station and they didn't say it. Okay? You get my point? Okay. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good afternoon, Maryam.
Hey, Raporochuku.
And Kevin.
Adam.
Yeah. So on this issue of terrorists, I want to speak on.
Go ahead.
You know, like I stated yesterday, if government didn't do something meaningful, now what we get in the next 10, 20 years will be disastrous. You know, it will worsen. So, like I said, you know, government is still, they are still speaking grammar. For me, they are speaking grammar. We need action. Action speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
You see, these children, they say they're released. They need to get them, ask them some questions that will help them, you know, navigate and get those people. We believe these children have been with these people like a month or so before they are released. Then ask them some relevant questions. They will bring meaningful things because they are seeing them on a daily basis. If what you are telling us is the truth, ask them some questions. You see all these roads, the terrorists have taken in the northern pass. Make sure you take them over. They cover those roads because they make that road their escape route.
Mm.
If how can government leave some roads, and terrorists will take over the roads? It's to me, it's disastrous.
It's unheard of.
This our country, some roads will be given to terrorists. Take the roads over. Put mount road blocks on strategic positions.
Okay.
Let me see how they will escape without, get helicopters, get motorcycles, and get these children and be made aware without anybody stopping them, seeing them, arresting them.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Thank you very much for calling. Joy is calling us. Hello, Joy.
My beautiful sister, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Market woman, how are you day?
This is Market woman.
How are you day? Oh, how market?
Thank you. Market, they got the hand, they help us, they push her.
Small. All right.
See, this, our president now, is not a stranger. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
We know everything that will be going on in this country. Me, I believe, say, before he take over that position, he's supposed to don't calculate what he will do for this country. How he will tackle this insecurity because the team don't take for granted. And you see, they say he want to name their assets. As he come inside, he's supposed to tackle these people seriously. There are things he's supposed to put in place because as he win that, they give us the mandate of president. So this is not supposed to be a case again.
Mm.
And again, you know, say we Nigeria, we they sleep a lot. Because this is security where they go on. So, where the government no one tackle, we, God help us in this country. Because as we no one cry out, it's a very bad thing. Because the thing will begin to spread. How will a poor man walk on the street? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Market Woman, for calling. Christopher is calling us from Ikoyi. Hello, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, actual lady.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Blame game has started. When I said the military, don't dine with these politicians. Even if you want to dine with them, use long spoon. But no. Politicians will come, you elect somebody, then he will give order to the military. There's also a number of general retired, and they still have about 4 or 5 years in service. Then you appoint your friends and family. How do you think things will work? Did you hear what General Rabot said? I remember when he...
Yes, it is still hard facts. Apologies to Mr. Chris. Sorry about that. Zetadus out of... Anyway, we're still taking your thoughts and comments. It's still the Big Three on 99.3 Nigeria Info on Hard Facts. The first hour on Mondays to Wednesday, down to Thursday, we also allow you to follow the biggest stories in the news, and we bring them in threes.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three on Hard Facts.
On 99.3.
And so on the Big Three today, we're looking at stories like Okwama. We're hearing that the government and security forces are mostly to be blamed, according to an investigative report by the Vanguard newspaper, that if they had reined in a so-called militant who had been running amok before March 14th, we probably would not be having this conversation today. Also, Mr. President is saying that it's time, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Nigerians, that we begin to regard these bandits as terrorists. And I'm thinking to myself, Mr. President, are you not a tad bit late? Because I think that we have already categorized them as terrorists. They're terrorists. They're kidnapping. They're killing. They're terrorists. They're making demands of us. They are terrorists. And then, of course, finally, a former ECOWAS commissioner is telling us that there is a lot more to come in terms of terrorism across the Sahel region, which also has Nigeria in it. He's saying that there is no collaboration between security forces, government, and of course, the whole region. But I'm asking, how prepared are we? Are we even, because you know, they say charity begins at home. Have we been able to handle what we have on the ground before, let alone having to look at what's going to come in the future? No one's praying for a bad thing, but it looks like it's inevitable. But what have we been able to do in the meantime? These are the stories we're looking at, and we want to hear your thoughts and your comments. 0201-465-7190. On Zoom, we are Nigeria Info FM, so our Zoom is on. You can call us if you're listening to us from outside of the country, by the way. Or you can join the conversation on our live feed. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. On Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Join the conversation. We would like to hear from you. Let me quickly go back to social media. Someone here says, good afternoon, Marianne. It's a national shame engaging non-state actors to guard our pipelines. We embolden other criminally minded ones. The federal government has to wake up before it becomes too late. Chima from Surulere. This one says, what happened to the Binance guy is not new. Didn't the former governor of Bayelsa State, Alamisiya, do it abroad? Simon from Lekki. We're still not talking about the Binance guy. I don't know why you guys are bringing Binance guy back to the conversation today. This one says, good afternoon, Mary Ann. Who's Mary? My name is not Mary Christmas. Well, this person says, this is a sign of leadership failure on all fronts in Nigeria. This is just the beginning of the unrest in the Niger Delta. The resources in the north is controlled by a few individuals who fuel insurgencies, while the crude oil in the south is a federal treasure. There is a double standard. John from Ikotun, Lagos. This one says, look, for how long should we continue to with kidnap and rescue syndrome? Does federal government really want an end to these barbaric acts of terrorism and kidnapping? Learn from Israel. Do the right thing. Oh, ye Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bayo in Ikeja. This one says, the president is vastly sleeping. Someone should please wake him up. Simon. This one says, I cannot do that. I'm sorry. I can't because I don't see it. I don't see it. So I really can't get it and give it to you. I have to tell the people downstairs. Okay. But thank you. All right. Let me go back to the phone lines. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Pin up for real.
Hey, Ziggy Ziggy.
Are you outside now?
We day.
Make I gist you, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's better than siring all these guys, eh? The war right now that is happening in Delta, then cannot tell me they don't know when the guy was growing wings. Right now, you see what he have turned to. You see, here in Ajawo State, where we live, there are some people, Aguero, that is more powerful than anybody you can think of. When they buy their car, they begin to put one funny man his face on the plate number, and they will be driving it around, and police do them nothing. you know, for real. Now, mm-hmm. this is the start, though. They have become so powerful, and we are talking about the one in Delta, the one in Bayelsa right now.
Mm.
But nobody is talking about what we are bleeding here in Lagos.
Mm.
Okay? You see the Agbero everywhere, and you think, is there any other way the thing is happening? Is that there's any other way? You can see it everywhere. They are everywhere, and we are talking about terrorism. These things, now small, the thing they happen, though.
Mm.
Now, terror, then they unleash on all of us, but we never know it. We go think, say, only for Niger Delta and Sahel region, the thing they. We go think, say, if they happen to any other place, you don't go reach our end. All this I go away with the sea. Now, like this, if they happen. All this one where they just they carry, instead of Nigerian plate number, they put their own thing on their car and they are driving it around. They go think, say, if there is any other way, if they happen. This one, and terrorism. If you come out this thing from their mouth right now, they begin to terrorize everybody. It is better they start to rein all of them in now.
Okay.
Before the thing gets out of hand.
All right.
Stop it up for real.
Thank you, Ziggy. Thank you. I appreciate it. 0201-465-7190. Unfortunately, the 0700 is down. It's still down. So please don't try to call 0700. Just call 0201-465-7190. 0201-465-7190. That's the number for you to call. You can join the conversation. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Post your comments on our live feed. Or better still, join us on Facebook Live. Post your comments on our live Facebook feed. Or send me a tweet. Use the hashtag HardFacts on X and send me a WhatsApp message I would like to read from you. Let me go to Twitter, that's X, to see if I can read some of your messages that are coming in. This one says, let me see. Okay, obviously, no. This one's not for me. Okay, but please use the hashtag HardFacts or quote the tweets that we posted with the big stories. That way I know that this one's for you, okay? Or for me. All right, thank you very much. Let me go back to the phone lines. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Action lady.
Yes.
The network knocked me off. I've been advert.
No, it was the ads. Sorry about that.
Advert. Yeah, we need it now. You know, that's where we make our money.
Mm.
Like I was saying, you retire those generals. Then you appoint your friends and family members. Are they fit for the job? No. And you are expecting a result. Those guys that are guiding the pipeline, one of them was boasting the other day. He's in charge of Kaduna, Nasarawa, Kiniko Road, but still the kidnapping is going on. One person, you know, Okujimi has been saying it.
Mm.
These things we are breeding. There will be a time the government cannot control them again. Look at that young man coming out to boost, kill 17 soldiers. And today, innocent people are suffering it. So the military, I'll keep on begging them, stay away from these politicians. You guys, you know the way of doing your own thing. Today, now they don't have respect for you anymore. And the politicians always pave their way. Now the heat is on you guys. So please, sit up. Even if you want to dine with them, use your long spoon and dine with them.
Okay.
Thank you, Action Lady.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris, for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Mary Ann, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Go ahead, Kingsley.
Mary Ann, the truth is this. We have seen it all. I think the blame game is over, according to Mr. Chris. Let's forget about when it is happening. If it is happening in another place, if you never come to your domot, Marianne, you will not understand what people are facing through. We are shouting south, north, and we are rapping here in the west, enjoying ourselves. The truth is this. When a guy came out and they begin to tell you that he has a conversation with a sovereign state, it's a good conversation with a sovereign state, and he's negotiating with terrorists, and nothing is happening to the person. What do you expect from other people, Marianne? You need to show example. This is a sovereign state. We are no more a dependent state. This is an independent state. We are telling this internal aggression. What are the military doing? Every day we are shouting. People are killing. And we are here shouting every day without action. If I were the president, I would take the horse by the horn. I would tell you the truth. I won't mind where you are coming from. You know, when you make examples, sometimes they will think at it as maybe you are a ethnicity or what. When Jerika was there, he started doing the right thing and people are complaining.
And today, look at what we find ourselves into. I think, I hope we are going to get it well. That is my own prayer.
I hope so too. I hope we get it right. Hello, welcome to Hard Fact.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Yes, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Celestine. I'm calling from...
Celestine, you're in a very noisy place. It's very noisy. Can you go to a less noisy place?
Yeah, I'm trying to manage the noisy place.
Go ahead.
Is it okay now?
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right. You see this issue that is going on here now. Someone really said that this thing is trying to bring out a new problem in the Delta. And that is, I'm pleading. Let us handle this thing with care. Otherwise, it will breed. Because now you displace people, innocent people. What would that tell you? It will spike up the more insecurity. I'm telling you. So if they want to, at least they have done a lot in that Niger Delta, in that Okwama, they should leave the place. Do their due diligence. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Due diligence. Thank you very much for calling. If you're just joining us, it's still the Big Three. We have 40 minutes on the clock, and I'm asking questions about the big stories for today. Well, the Vanguard newspaper has done some investigative reporting, and they're saying that the government at state and federal levels and security agencies, if they had taken concerted action against several petitions against an alleged militant leader and a crude oil thief, who banished the monarch from his kingdom in Bayelsa State years ago, they would have probably averted what happened on March 14, killing 17 military officials in Delta State. And so I'm asking, you know, I'm thinking to myself, so what now? What do we do now? It means that we have to blame the government and security agencies for what has happened? Why couldn't this have been averted? Too many questions to be answered. And don't forget, this story has taken too many dimensions. The fact that people are being killed in Bayelsa as we speak, and nothing has been done about it. And there are governors on both ends. You'd wonder as a Nigerian that, what sort of hell are we in? Of course, the other story is that Mr. President is asking us all to now start treating bandits as terrorists. Too late, Mr. President. We already started categorizing them that they're terrorists long time ago. So you're a little bit late to the party. But however, now that you said it, how about we match it with some action? And then finally, they're telling us that in a few years, we might be dealing with worse and worse insecurity and terrorism in Nigeria and in the Sahel region because we're not combining efforts to deal with the situation. You can't fight as an island. And forget that these people are coming from somewhere. We need concerted effort in the Sahel region if we must deal with terrorism. But then the question is, how ready are we even in Nigeria to deal with this issue of terrorism? Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Mimi underscore Mimi.
Chine yungwa baby.
You're in number plenty now.
It's okay. Bring it.
Oh, yeah. This is... about what we are discussing. Mm-hmm. Stop that. You know, this, what the angle I'm looking at now, you know, we are in the planting season, mm-hmm. and people were in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if this thing continues and government did not come to do anything. The thing will affect, the rate of hunger will increase. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It will affect people well, more than before. Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Hello? I'm listening, Chinenye. I can hear you.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that's the angle I'm looking at. Because if they did not do it, and you know, before somebody can, as a village, because of the allegation, they say they are the one that killed the military. I don't really know. Before somebody can have their mind to take away one soldier, not to talk of 16. Maybe something has been fishing. There's something inside which they did not tackle on time before they still escalate to this level.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And another one is this man. Dokobo is from Niger Delta. Has been brandishing with AK-47. We are not hearing from him again. So let him come and tell us something. We need to hear from him.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're still taking your thoughts and comments. I've got 11 minutes on the clock. Let's take your messages on WhatsApp. Someone says, a high-ranking military leader told us many years ago that any security breach in the part of, in any part of the country that lasted beyond 24 hours has a government hand in it. Those who instigated their armed foot soldiers to kidnap Chibok girls in 2014 to take over power are fully in charge of government at all levels today. Let them... Okay, where did you get all this one from, my big? Hey. This one says, my name is Goodluck. Please, the sound quality on your app is poor today, especially the sound of your studio mic. The caller's voice is better. I listen via the app. Please tell your tech guys. I hope the tech guys are listening. My audio is terrible on the app, please. Well, if you're listening on the app and the audio is terrible, please go to our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can listen to us clearly there. We're going to try to keep fixing the app for you, okay? And keep giving us those feedbacks because we need it to tweak and make better our app for you, all right? This one says, resource control is the only solution to the Niger Delta unrest. The government can't continue to use military to intimidate the people in the Niger Delta and expect people not to react. The military should stay away from those politicians who know exactly what they're doing. It's making them lose their respect and the respect of the citizens who used to have respect for them. Okay. This one says, while militants should not be protecting our pipelines, the problem is we cannot trust the military with our oil wealth. If you give them a job of securing our pipelines, they will become extremely rich through the same bunkering we sent them to fight. A dilemma, if you ask me. Ibilade Ambo from Badagry. Okay. This one here says, good afternoon, Miriam. My name is Francis from Lagos, mainland. How would the government tackle the terrorists that they use in time for the elections? I tell you, the government is unserious about insecurity in this country because they don't have the morals to face them. Thank you. God bless Nigeria Info. Okay. This one says, we're not talking about Binance, so please don't send us stories about Binance. Binance is not part of our big stories for today, okay? 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. That's the number for you to call. We're also live YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. We're also live on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Go ahead and drop your comments. I want to hear from you. Olu Shego Adenuga says, what is going on in Nigeria is not easy at all. While our government is speaking grammar up and down, they need to take immediate proper action simply because everybody's hungry. Okay. Sunday Nwagu says, the government is to be blamed because they created these monsters for their own political gains. All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts and your comment. I'd like to hear more. If you're watching us live on YouTube, post your comment. I'd like to hear from you. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello. Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dr. Love. I'm calling from Satellite Town.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think the military issue we are discussing, I think the military really have to put their act in order. Honestly, they are losing their respect. Imagine if there is a protest, military will come out. If there is road work, military will be there. Whatever they are doing, military will be there. Yeah. Let me tell you, one day I was walking towards, I was going to Alakire. I saw this agbero that collect money from Tanka. If you see the rubbish, the military man, I felt bad. I tried to intervene. He almost beat me up. And they told the man, there is nothing you can do. That is how bad it has become. So these things, they should try and know how they are going to put it in order and stop using their name for the politicians. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. And this thing that you're mentioning, I remember the commodore, the retired commodore that was on Joyce's show, mentioned succinctly, I might not put it exactly how he put it, but he said the moment the military was mixed with the NSCDC and the police and they started doing all these road checks like police officers, it reduced and watered down the mindset and the personas of these soldiers because that is not their job to start with. But in this country, we've bastardized almost everything down to our security forces. They've become people who do checkpoints, collect 20 naira, 200 naira. And so again, what these people were trained for, they're not being used to do that. They're now doing police work, which is not their job in the first place. So I totally understand how their duties and their responsibilities have been totally watered down. It can be really, it can play with your brain. It can play with your mind. And I'm thinking that that's what the commander meant when he was talking about that. That these guys are supposed to not be doing what they're doing right now. So that's why they're exposed to the kind of corruption that they're exposed to at that level. But I'd like to hear from you, Lagos. Let's keep talking. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello? Hello? All right, do call me back if that was you. This one says, on the security issue, our leaders, our people have been saying the government has a hand in it, but the government has not come out to refute these claims. What is really happening? This is from Philip. Okay, Philip, thank you very much for your message. I'd like to hear more from you. Go ahead, use the hashtag #HardFacts to post your comments on Twitter. I would like to hear from you. 0720-1465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. You can actually send me a WhatsApp message if you are on WhatsApp. Send me a message on 0809-597-5758. I beg your pardon, 805. That's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Send me a message on WhatsApp. If you're listening to us from outside of the country via your mobile app, go ahead and call me via Skype when Nigeria Info FM on Skype. Go ahead and join the conversation. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Sorry about that. Do call me back. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marianne.
Yes, good afternoon. What's your name?
Watado Paz Gary.
Mm.
Yes. The army, when me I know, then they stay for barracks, no be main road, no be to collect 20 naira. That is why they've lost their respect. Whereby some people will not even cap, they capable, go they attack them. Me, my army, why I know not to go prepare for war, no be to come attack inside people or road fighters. Now, see what's in the happen now because they don't sell themselves cheap to the politician. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Jaja says, now the military has found the killers of their men in the Niger Delta. When the military court martials and sentenced to death those soldiers who killed innocent people, or when will the military court martial and sentenced to death those who killed innocent people in the Niger Delta as they were searching for the killers of their men? Big question. This one says, I'm Solomon Asika from Munshin. It all started during President Goodluck Jonathan's administration. Gradually, it became a monster during Mohammed Buhari's tenure. And now, I'm a bulletin where none of them could stop this menace. I believe there is a scenario written down for them and they're just playing a script. But God will put an end to it soon. Even God said, don't fire. This one says, Chief Mrs., I beg you, please, reverse back. Reverse and back is the same thing, sir. Let me help you. Because we are not in the UK. All right, I should use my Igbo accent, but I'm not Igbo. How am I going to use Igbo accent for you, please, sir? This is not... Excuse me, Dampe. On this channel, we use Queen's English. That's what I'm using. If you don't like it, forget it. This one says, good afternoon. It's now the president has realized that these kidnappers are terrorists. The administration is playing with the innocent life of Nigerians in this country. They don't have value for humanity. God will judge them. Francis from Lagos, mainland. Thank you, Francis. Let me see. I still have a little time. This one says, I think it has come to what it is that our Nigerian military is entitled for. I don't understand. I think it has come to what it is that our Nigerian military is entitled for of being looked down upon. Sorry, what English? I'm sorry. What? I tried to read that like a million times just to be sure that, you know, I wasn't reading it wrong. But, sir. Please just be helping us to read the message before you send it to us. Let's just be sure that it makes sense to you then, so that it can make sense to me. Do you understand me? Thank you and God bless. Hello. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Benga, calling from Fadi.
Benga, go ahead, please.
First, is Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie.
Hey.
Same as your name.
Hey. Mary Ann, who's Anne Marie now, please? People will just be here christening me.
My brief comment is that as long as they still continue to have party government in Nigeria, I beg. Maybe this story.
Which one is party government now? Thank you very much for calling. It says as long as we keep having party government, that's how it will be. Which one is party government now? What do you mean by that, sir? All right, I can actually read a quick message before we go on our break. And then, of course, on the other side of the clock, we're going to be talking about on the glass ceiling, nudes, sending nudes. Whether it's a man or a woman, if you sent nudes, you've been in a relationship and those nudes came back to bite you in the bottom, we're going to be talking about it on the glass ceiling. Yes, don't worry. We're going to talk about why we should not send nudes and why what made us send those nudes and how we're dealing with the effects of those nudes that you sent if it does come back to bite you in the buttocks. Okay, let me read one quick message and then, of course, we will go for our break at the top of the hour. All right, this message here on Facebook Live. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to get the messages out. Help. This person says, your message is so long. My God, Dayo. I'm so sorry. When you people send us 10 papers like this, it makes it so difficult for us to read it. It's too long. I'm so sorry. I can't really read it. This one says, we've not been told who invited and who ordered the military, including a lieutenant colonel, two majors and other soldiers, to intervene in a communal dispute. Military has not or has the mandate to protect the territorial integrity of Nigeria. Delta State is in Nigeria and not in Niger nor Cameroon. If you ask me, Lagos, we've got to go on a break. When we come back on the other side, it'll be time for the glass ceiling.